Welcome to episode 45 of our TM podcast. My name is Lars, and today we are going to talk about the scenario builder. I have two special guests here today. Welcome Matthias and welcome Felix. Would you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. Hello, Lars. This is Matthias speaking. Thanks for having me. I'm one of the developers in transportation management at SAP, and I was involved in the development of the scenario builder, and I hope I can share with you some insights on the tool today.
I'm sure about that.
Yeah, thanks. So I'm Felix. I'm a developer also at the transportation management in the order management team, and I'm here today with you, Lars, to interview Matthias and to learn more about the scenario builder and what you can do and what we can use it for.
Yes, and as I said, I'm Lars. I'm also a developer in TM, in the planning team, and I'm going to ask some questions as well. So let's dive into the topic. What is the scenario builder and what is it for? Maybe just a short overview first.
Yeah, okay, good question. So the scenario builder is a tool that we developed some years back, and it's meant to be used to create test data, demo data for transportation management. So we use it heavily for internal tests to set up master data and transactional data for several testers, but it can also be used by consultants or at a customer side to prepare test data for regression tests or for proof of concepts. That's the main idea.
All right, so it's a tool to create, as you said, master data or transactional data in the system. Maybe can just explain what are these different types of data?
Yeah, sure. So when I talk about master data, I'm referring to master data in TM. So we have different types of this category. On the one hand side, we have the transportation network related data, which is supported by the scenario builder. Think of locations, transportation zones or transportation lanes, data that you would typically need in basically every process running in TM. This is something you would be able to create with the scenario builder, but also transactional data such as forwarding orders or freight orders that you would probably need for testing, depending on what your process is that you want to validate or show and showcase in the system.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned a few of different objects that are supported. Maybe you can tell us which objects are supported in general. So
yeah, so it's quite a long list. I hope I don't miss miss one. So as said, from the transportation network, we have locations, transportation zones, transportation lanes. We have business partners of all different types. So we have vehicle resources. So when you do, for example, route planning in TM or load planning, you want to test load planning, for sure you will need vehicle resources. This is supported. You can create default routes using the scenario builder. And there is also the possibility to create different types of settings we have in TM. So as you probably know, when you do transportation planning, be it in the transportation cockpit or somewhere else, using a background report or something, you will need a certain set of profiles, most prominently maybe the planning profile, but also capacity selection settings. You may want to have a dedicated freight unit building rule by which you create your freight units for the scenario. So this can all be included in a test set in the scenario builder, and for sure also customizing settings that you need.
Okay. All these different objects. How can I use them in the scenario builder? What are I going to do with them?
Okay. Yeah. Let me explain this in more detail. So, what I already mentioned is what the purpose is, yeah, so you of the tool. So you actually want to have it create data for your testing or for your proof of concept. So the ultimate result should be some real objects in the TM system. But how do you get there? So maybe that's the question here. There's actually two different ways to do that, depending on your situation you are in. The first option I want to explain is based on the scenario, you are a consultant and you want to do a proof of concept or a showcase in TM based on some data you receive from the customer. So you got some Excel files with locations, lanes, all okay, in the customer format, and you now want to do a demo based on this data in the TM system. And in the past, if you are not using the scenario builder, this can be quite cumbersome because suppose the customer expects you to showcase TM with 2,000 locations, just a real scenario, then it will take you some time to prepare all this data in the system.
And that's a funny job, right?
Yeah, indeed. So, and normally nobody wants to pay for such an activity, and that's why we want to optimize this in some way. So, given that you have all this data available, then how do you actually instruct the scenario builder to create corresponding objects in the system? And this works in a way that you start the scenario builder in the system where you want to showcase this process. And you will find it in the application administration section. Then you can launch it. And the first thing you need to do, you have to create kind of a test data set, which you want to include all the data that is related to this process that you want to demo. And those test data sets we call scenario templates. So just to mention this name,
it's important.
We will refer to it a couple of times, I guess. You will start with a scenario template, and you will create one. So in the beginning, it will not contain any data. You will create it from scratch, and then you would download this scenario template to your desktop, for example, and what you will get with this is a zip archive. And the zip archive, if you open it, you will find a lot of Excel files in it. Given that you are on a S4HANA 1909 system, then you will have for each object that the scenario builder supports a corresponding file, Excel file, in the template. And if you open it, you will see the data structure that we foresee for each object or data model, more or less. So for locations, for example, which attributes are supported by the scenario builder.
And so they are pre-filled in the Excel file.
What you will get is empty. So depending on the objects, you will have one or multiple sheets in your Excel file, and on each sheet you will find an empty table, but it will have already table headers naming the attributes for the object.
You initially create one empty scenario template, and this basically provides the structure and the data model that you can then fill with the corresponding data, right?
Yes, okay. That's correct. Yeah. So, and given that you have already an idea what those fields mean, so normally we chose names that somehow relate to the fields on the UI, so it should be easily matched by someone who knows the original transaction of the object to find out what to fill in into which field. But given that this is not known, there is the option also to create this scenario template including sample data. So when you
That's great. Yeah.
So when you create the template, you will have a pop-up where you can choose, I want to have sample data included for each object, and this gives you then an even better idea what is expected by the system, because for certain objects we also have mandatory fields and so on, and this you would then easily identify what you have to fill and based on the data you have.
Okay.
So given that you have now this this empty scenario template. You have all the Excel files. You can start copying all the data that you have given by the customer or from somewhere else and fill it or transfer it to the scenario builder format. Mm-hmm. And once you are done with it for each and every object, then you can upload this scenario template back to the system.
Okay, but just as a question, this step to transfer the data that I've got in some other files to this format is a manual step?
Yes, you're right. So this is a manual step. So there is no automatic way to transfer any format into the scenario builder format. So this would be the responsibility of the scenario template creator to do this transfer.
Yeah, okay. But given that... For example, you mentioned that customers give you example data, for example, well, there would have to be some sort of standard to accomplish any automatic conversion to the scenario builder template. So I think
since we
varieties
have,
that you can get.
Yeah, I mean, since we use Excel, there may be ways to to some extent automate this step. I mean, if you think of locations, then... maybe also the customer data, it will have the relevant fields, so street, postal code, house number, and so on, and then you would just copy the corresponding column and copy it to the street or whatever column in the scenario builder format. So
that makes sense,
I would guess it's a reasonable effort we have here. Mm-hmm. And so that would mean once you have the data updated in the Excel files and zipped it again so that it really looks like a downloaded a scenario template again, you can upload the scenario template again to the system and thereby replace the existing empty one that you created earlier. And what should happen is that you now see all the data that you maintained in the Excel also in the scenario builder UI. Mm-hmm.
All right, so then you have the option to look at this data in the scenario builder, and you can check if all fields are set or...
That's correct. So for each and every object in the scenario builder, we offer a detail view, or basically we show the table contents for each object, where you can also verify if everything... Normally, during the upload, there should not be any deviations from what you had in the Excel file. But at any time, you can check in a scenario template in the scenario builder the contents, and just to identify if you have any issues to fix.
All right. So, but up to this point, it's just a kind of view. It's not the merged data or not the transferred data into the system. No, it's just the view on the data, right?
Exactly. So this is important to understand. So seeing the data in the scenario builder does not mean that you can do anything with it in the system. So you cannot start load planning or whatever. it's really just a visualization in the first place of the contents of the zip archives that you uploaded. So with this, you can't do anything more or less. What you will have to do in order to do your showcase, do the demo, do your test, you will have to create the real objects, I want to call it, in the system based on this template. And this step we call creating a scenario based on a scenario template.
Okay.
That's the step you have to carry out.
All right. are there some different things important to, or that I have to, take a look when I want to create a special template, maybe for me or for my colleague? Or
that's indeed important. So we have different options in the scenario builder, depending on what you want to do. So let's start with this use case we were just talking about. So you receive from the customer some data, and the customer expects you to showcase this in TM just as it looks in their third-party legacy system. So then the locations have certain names, the business partners have certain names, and so on. And so in the end, this all should look the same in the TM system.
Yes, exactly.
If that's your requirement, then you would create a scenario template without the option personal prefixes. So a non-personalized scenario template, you could call it. And that would mean any data that you added to the scenario template, based on which you later on create a scenario, it will just have all the names that, so the original names, so no adjustments. It's so if the location in the Excel from the customer was named 0001, then you would edit in the template with this name, and if you create the scenario, it would also get this name in the system. That's one use case.
To get basically a similar copy.
Yeah, it's a more or less data. One-to-one copy of the data you had. But there is other use cases we also have internally. When you, for example, have several testers that are supposed to test the same test scenario, for example, to validate a new development, or at the customer, you could think of a regression test involving several testers after an SP upgrade or something like this. Then you want to have one test set that can be used by multiple testers. So, and the problem with this is there are certain objects in TM that can only be used by one tester at a time. So I'm thinking of vehicle resources, for example. Mm-hmm. If you have single resources and you want to do a transportation planning, if the truck is utilized or booked for tomorrow 8 a.m., then no other tester can use this truck in parallel, and
so to wait some time.
Yeah, indeed.
Until it's free.
Yeah. So, and as we do not have time and want to parallelize things, then we thought how to enable the creation of multiple test sets, independent test sets, based on the same scenario template. And the idea we came up with is these personalized scenario templates. So given that your data or that you already thought of this during the naming of your objects, you can introduce prefixes, personal prefixes in the names of each and every object. So suppose you want to do some transportation planning test, and you know, in the end, there will be 10 testers that should use this scenario templates. That means you will need a number of copies of this data in the system, especially regarding the vehicle resources. Then what you should do is to name your locations accordingly, or whatever object you want to have multiple copies of. And you would give it, in the first place, some prefix, some generic prefix. If you use this Excel-based approach, then you would have to insert three hashes in the very beginning. Mm-hmm. This is our standard generic prefix. Then what the scenario builder can do when you create a scenario based on a scenario template having those hashes in the object identifiers, then it can replace those hashes during scenario creation by any three character prefix that you specify on the scenario creation pop up.
I have to fill these hashes manually in my Excel file, right? Or
yes, that would be the rule you have to follow, because I mean, you can also omit the step, but what will happen then is the scenario builder it cannot replace so this is more or less a placeholder. If it's available, those three hashes, then we will have this prefix replacement. If not, then not.
This is then applied to all objects that, or all instances of objects that have the three hash prefix, or does the whole scenario is then personalized? Or if I say I have a couple of locations that can be used by multiple testers at the same time, that I only want to create those one single time, is that also possible?
Yes, indeed. So it's this prefix concept is really object specific. Given that you have this transportation planning test case that you want to have verified by several testers, and suppose only this vehicle resource is really a bottleneck where you want to have different copies, but the test is not about changing location data or something where it would really be necessary to individual copies of locations, then you can already also have a mixture in a template. So it's not black and white. Mm-hmm. So you can have a scenario template with personal prefixes, but only for some objects.
That makes the tool pretty flexible, right? So
that's true. I think we cover many important mm-hmm. use cases that you could have when it comes to testing and demos. And maybe one thing I want to add. So we just learned how to create a scenario template based on data that you have in a different format. Text file, Excel file, something you received from a third party. Another way to create scenario templates that we also internally often use for test preparation is a different one. Coming back to this transportation planning scenario, what you can do is you can prepare, let's say, demo scenario in the system, so you mm-hmm. you try it out, so you know those testers should test transportation planning. You prepare it once in the system. Mm-hmm. You want to have those personalized scenarios in the mm-hmm. end. Therefore, you create locations having a three character prefix, but this time it must not be the three hashes, but it can be your personal prefix, whatever ABC or mm-hmm. whatever prefix you choose, but it should all the objects that you want to have as separate copies. There you have to specify the prefix when you create the object.
And it's important that it's three characters.
Yeah, right? that's really crucial. So for objects that where you don't need personal copies in the end, there you don't need to add a prefix. That would mean you prepare all the data in the system. You also do a dry run. You see it's working fine. Maybe you even did it in the development system or somewhere.
Yes.
And when you're ready, all the data is available. You have customizing defined. You have transactional data defined. You have all the master data defined. You really thought about a good naming to mm-hmm. have this prefix replacement enabled later on. Then you would go into the scenario builder and mm-hmm. Create a scenario template. And during this creation, you would say, okay, I want to have this personalized prefixes enabled because I know it's meant to be used by several testers. I have mm-hmm. Personal data in this template. And then what you, instead of now downloading it and doing something with Excel, forget about this. you would just take the data that is available in the system that you have just created and test drove, you would just pick this data and add it to the scenario template.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah.
So meaning you can edit this template, you can choose any object types that you require for your data. You will find in a corresponding section in the scenario template. And then using value help dialog, then you can find your objects in the system and add the data.
All right.
And then, okay, sorry. So in this case, does the scenario builder copy the data into the template, or does it reference to the system data as long as it's not being downloaded and uploaded into another system? So in case my test, I don't know, modifies something, will that be affected in the scenario template?
Yeah, that's a good question. So what happens if you take, for example, location that you created earlier and now want to add it to the scenario template? The first thing you have to decide, given that you created a prefix template, if the data you want to add is now prefix relevant. So if this location is not prefix relevant, you flag, okay, no, I want to add the data as is in the system to the scenario template, then all the names would be kept. And what the scenario builder does, it will read all the relevant data from the location that we support in the scenario builder. And this is an important point here. The location or any other object in TM may have 100, 200, whatever number of attributes that you can define in the respective maintenance transaction. But you won't find all of those attributes in the scenario builder. So the idea is really to keep the tool as simple as possible. And therefore, we focused on, from our view, the most important attributes that typical tests would require. It was not the intention really to replace, for example, official APIs, BARPs that are available, which for sure need to cover most, if not all, attributes. But this is not true for a scenario builder. We have a subset of this data. So
that's basically the reason why you said that it's for demo purposes or testing scenarios or proof of concept. So it's not for the real data, the productive data, right?
Exactly. So what we do not intend to do with the scenario builder is to do the initial master data set up for a productive system or something like this. It really has a focus, as you said, demo testing and proof of concepts. Hopefully we cover for those use cases all the relevant data. Mm-hmm. But you will not be able to use the scenario builder for data creation in a productive system. So there is some check in place that would prohibit this.
All right.
Okay, so then that's basically, as you said, because you wanted to keep it simple so that you can easily set up test data and not have to specify
all
a million
the fields and attributes
across the whole scenario. Okay, yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Coming back to the this step of downloading data out of a system getting them out of a system, you said that it's object-based, so you're not able to create a whole template snapshot, or is it also possible, or just getting the location object data out of the system, or
in the end your choice and depending on what you need. So a typical test scenario, at least in-house here, would require not only one type of object, but many. So think of this transportation planning example. You will need master data for the transportation network. You will need vehicle resources. You may want to have your planning profile and so on. So it's really a lot of data that is required before you can actually do the test. And the idea is to have the scenario template as a self-contained object. So meaning all the data that is required for the test should be included in the template, so that you should normally be able to create the data for your test in any system having the appropriate release without relying on existing data in the system. Mm-hmm. So meaning if you require for your freight unit building a certain document type, freight unit type, or transportation unit type, then this should be included in the template. So normally then you would have all the objects in the template, and you would pick them one by one as said. So if you have a working scenario in the system, mm-hmm. start with locations, pick them and the transportation zones and so on. And you have to be aware that you have to add all the objects that are required. So if, for example, a transportation zone is necessary for this test scenario, and if it contains or if it's location based, a direct mm-hmm. transportation zone, then keep in mind to also add the corresponding locations to the scenario mm-hmm. template, so that whenever you use this template to create data in a different system where none of those objects is already available, so that's also the location as a transportation zone can be created because it requires the locations to be there.
Okay, so what you mentioned are basically dependencies between objects.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes, and we have those dependencies, and this one example we just learned, transportation zones, but there is also others. So think of a transportation lane. It refers maybe to a location or to a zone. Schedules would have linked to locations. So it's mandatory to keep it all together. So having a schedule with a location sequence, those locations must also be in the template in order to prevent any errors during the creation. I mean, the scenario builder, what happens if you create a scenario based on a template? It it follows a certain sequence for creating those objects. So starting with customizing, because this is the basis for most of the objects, and then following the typical dependency sequence, we then create the different object types, locations, then business partners.
Just to mention here, that's basically the next step after getting the data into the scenario template.
Exactly. I skipped a little bit. Exactly. So once we are done with picking all the data from our scenario we prepared in the system, our reference scenario, you could name it, like that, into the template, and suppose we created this data in maybe development system or somewhere else, and we want to have it available in the test system, main test system.
Yeah. So just up to this point, we had two different options. One is to upload a zip file with the data into the scenario builder, or to get the data out of the system. And now I want to continue, right?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. So at this point in time, it really looks the same. So then you cannot really see anymore where this data came from. So you have an Excel base or from scratch created scenario template would now look the same as if you have read the data from the system. So you have the data in the scenario builder, you can view it. So
it's same like a snapshot or something like that.
You can think of it like that. So coming back to Felix's questions, it's the data in the scenario builder is not linked to the objects in the system. It by adding data to the scenario builder, we read the important attributes or the supported attributes in the scenario builder and fill the corresponding tables in the scenario template.
Okay.
Whenever you do changes to those objects afterwards, because you recognize I had a typo in the description of the location, or I need to set some flag different, then you would have to re-add the data again to the scenario template to update it accordingly. Okay. So there is no automatic change. Yeah. So it's decoupled.
Okay. Yeah.
And now that you have this the scenario template in the scenario builder, it's self-contained. It has all the data that is required for the test. The next step would be you want to prepare for this big regression test or feature test where you invited all the testers. But the test is takes place in the main test system. So how to get this data from the development system to the test system? And the way to do it is by downloading this scenario template again. This time it's not empty, but it's containing all the data. So again, you would get a zip archive. And if you open it in the Excel files, you would find everything that you already saw in the scenario builder UI. And you can take this zip archive and go to the scenario builder in the target system. Here in our example, this was the main test system, and then upload this scenario template there. And if everything works out, which normally should be the case, then you would see the exact same data in the scenario builder of the test system. And from there, it's just one step that is between you and the objects that you need for testing. It's just creating a scenario based on this scenario template. And as said in this example, we invited, let's say, 10 testers, and each of them should have their own vehicle resource single resources to do proper transportation planning without interference blocking each other. Mm-hmm. And that's why you want to have 10 copies of this data. So how do you do that? When you create a scenario, you get a pop-up, and we created this template by purpose using this personal prefixes. This is an attribute of the template, so the scenario builder knows this is a scenario template where we have the intention to create user-specific copies. And the effect is that you will be asked for a personal prefix on the scenario creation pop-up, where you would now specify a three-character prefix for each test set. So 10 testers, 10 different prefixes, and then the scenario builder would check in which object IDs do I have this generic prefix and would replace it. So that's the point. And then in the end, you would have those copies.
But this replication of the data is a additional step to uploading, or it's basically the uploading itself. So you upload it 5 times with different prefixes, right?
Actually, it's a separate step, and first is uploading the template. This would just give you a scenario template in the target system with those generic prefixes wherever you specified them in the original step when you created it. As said in the beginning, the test data as such is not available yet. You just have the template.
And, all right.
And out of this template, you can create as many copies as you like by specifying different prefixes for the data. So this is really a separate step, but you would always have just one template independent of the number of copies you want to create in the end.
So one scenario template in the scenario builder, and then I can push the data with different prefixes into the system.
That's correct.
Okay. So we discussed that you cannot use the scenario builder to create any kind of productive data and productive systems, but can I use it to pick data from productive systems and create a scenario template with that productive data and use this for testing, for example?
That is possible, and could also be relevant if you want to prepare. So if you are at the customer side, you were facing an issue in the productive system that you want to reproduce in the test system, maybe to send it to the support who should not have access to the productive system, then this is exactly what you can do. Start the scenario builder in the productive system, pick whatever is relevant for this scenario, add it to the scenario template, and then follow exactly this download upload process to bring this data into the test system where you want to reproduce the issue.
All right. Okay. So pull the data out of the productive system, download it to a zip file, and then upload it again, and you have the data in the other system. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So the one more general question: the scenario builder is shipped with any TM system, and since when is it available with which releases?
So TM is available as two different versions. So we have this AnyDB version and TM in S4HANA. And if you are on the AnyDB version, then you would need TM 9.4 with Service Pack 5. This was the first release of the scenario builder on this stack. And then in S4HANA, the scenario builder is available as of S4HANA 17.09 Feature Pack 1.
Okay. And can I use my, let's say, 18.09 scenario template in my brand new 19.09 system? Is that possible?
Good that you ask. So the scenario templates are release dependent. When you create a scenario template in a certain release, you named the example 18.09, then you will not be able to upload this template in a release in a system with a different release. And this the reason for this is that we have also developments for sure for this tool. And so the releases differ in terms of functionality for the scenario builder. So it's not directly possible to reuse the same data in a different release. So, but still, there is an option. It requires some manual effort to reuse this data, because it would be a pity if you create this the scenario template once with high effort and then you cannot reuse it after an upgrade. Therefore, there is a way to do it, you would have to create a scenario template in the in your 1909 system, empty template as explained, download it, and with this you would get the latest data format. So, and in many cases, it will look very similar to what is available in 1809, for example.
So often just small changes.
Yeah.
So there is a manual effort, but in many cases, it's very small.
Yeah. Right? So in most of the cases, you will be able to reuse the content we had in 1809 without any changes. Wherever there are changes required, they should be small, but it would be a manual step to do this copy of the data of the 1809 template into the now current format. But once you did that, and then you can have the data also in the newer release.
Okay.
All right. So we always said that we have to download the data into a zip file to get it in another system. So this is that's the supported way, right? So there's no direct connection.
Correct. So we do not have kind of a transport connection available where you can say I want to transport the scenario template to one of the connected follow-up systems, so from the dev system to the test system or something like this. It works exactly as we mentioned, downloading and uploading.
Mainly, it's for simplification, or
if there is a requirement, we can also think about offering this transport. But at least so far, I was not aware of. Any requirement in this sense. Mm-hmm.
So one thing we haven't talked about yet are authorizations. So am I allowed to basically, as a standard user, do anything in the scenario builder, take any data,
from the
modify
system.
NAS templates?
Of course not. So as any other transaction in TM, also the scenario builder has an authorization concept behind. So every action that you can take in the tool, be it uploading scenario templates or creating a scenario, you can restrict for a user so that he or she cannot do it or can do it for certain templates and so on. So this is secured and follows the standard patterns we have in TM.
Okay, great. Yeah.
All right. So when you had created a scenario template out of a system, and maybe at some point you wanted to change the data in the system, or the data has changed, and you want to update your scenario template. What's the way to do this?
So the data that you see in the scenario builder is read only. So in the sense that the scenario builder itself is no editing tool. So you can check the data of your locations or vehicle resources or. Mm-hmm. Whatever, but you can only view it. So given that you identify a typo in your location description, you cannot simply say edit scenario template and then correct the typo and save. So this is not possible. All right. You only can add or remove objects from the template as a whole. So given that you need to change data in the template, there is always those two options. So one is you are in the system where you created this reference scenario, or at least where you already created a scenario for this template at least once, so where you actually have the object in the system, then you can go to the normal maintenance transaction, correct the typo or change the settings, whatever, and then add this data again to the scenario builder, and then it would be updated in the template. Mm-hmm. That would be one option. Given that you do not have the scenario in the system, you just have this template, you can follow this download, I added it in Excel, and an uploaded again approach, if that's more suitable.
All right. So, yeah, but I think in sum it's a pretty powerful tool to replicate data for tests, demo purposes, and all these things, right?
Yeah, of course. So we really got a lot of positive feedback over the past years, where we had consultants preparing proof of concepts, and it was exactly as I mentioned. So the customer was asking to showcase their scenario in the system, and they had, it was in this example, 2,000 forwarding orders to be created in TM, which you can think of, it would take a lot of time to do this manually, and this has all been accomplished using the scenario builder. So we have really, really good good experience already, not only internal, but also that things that have been reported by consultants where it was a real benefit.
That's good to hear. Mm. That's very nice. Yeah. Okay, so it's basically the if you created the scenario template once, it's basically the one-click solution for deploying the data in the system and use it for tests or demos. Or
That's the ultimate goal of the tool. I mean, we are still not there, so you will still find objects that are not supported by the scenario builder that you would have to create manually, or there may be one or the other attribute that is not available. But hopefully this this effort you would still have is shrinking over time, and so that we really end up with this, what you said, one-click solution, that I spend this effort once, I have this template, and I can reuse it as many time as I want.
Great to hear. So are some other questions open, or?
So I have a pretty good understanding of the scenario builder by now.
Me too,
I think that's very great.
Maybe we can sum up the main 3 points of the scenario builder, or the what's basically important to know about the scenario builder. Maybe you have some personal
highlights,
right?
Yeah, exactly. So if you haven't used it before, use it whenever you need test data, a large amount of test data. We are not talking about one location and one business partner, then the setup effort may be too much. But if you really want to create a big test scenario, and you already know, I don't only need it once, but I have to create it several times. I need it in different systems. Take a look into the scenario builder and check out what it's providing to you, and check the documentation also. So we have a really good documentation on the help portal available, describing everything that we talked about today.
Okay, and maybe we can link that in the show notes.
Yeah, exactly. And it's really a fantastic tool, saving you a lot of time, and just try it out.
Okay. So thank you, Matthias, for your insights into the scenario builder and your explanations.
Very, very great
to
know all these things. Yeah.
Thanks, Lars, for being here.
Thanks to Felix.
Okay. So thanks for listening, and... Bye-bye.
Hear you the next time, right?
Yes.
Bye-bye.